The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave her dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know if you can feel the tension in this gospel passage. There's all kinds of give and take, tug of war. The personalities are all kind of bubbling to the surface. Jesus, you know, as he's preparing to embrace his passion and death, probably would have preferred a nice kind of sit-down meal without so much controversy, but here you have it. Here you have it. And it starts right at the beginning. And Martha served. Right? Our mind goes back to the other gospels where we hear that Martha and Mary. And we just know that there's something kind of happening there. Is she back there brooding? You know, is she annoyed again? And then here comes Mary again, and not just to sit at Jesus' feet, but to throw this oil around. And then basically do the equivalent of hike up her skirt, drying his feet with her hair. This kind of, what is got this kind of like a little bit of chaos in the scene. But it's interesting that the chaos of the scene is caused by Mary's act of worship. Look how ridiculous this is to everybody else. And we could try to write Judas off like John does. You know, this is a great line. I do love it. It's like, yeah, you know, we could have given that money to the poor, and John's gonna stand there and say, just by the way, this guy didn't care. This guy didn't care about the poor. He was like stealing all the money, so that's why he did. You know, so it's like, but all that's in the air. And in fact, people would have been looking, I mean, the disciples probably were looking at this and going, yeah, Judas, you tell him, you know, like, we got to be sensible with this. We don't have enough money to go around. We hardly have anything to give to the poor. What, I mean, shouldn't we have sold it? So Judas is almost like the voice of reason here, although John is like, you know, don't listen to what he says, but Judas is like the voice of reason, so as to say that this act of worship even unsettles those who have the plan, right, and who want it to be in control and the rest. This is one of those like really out of control moments. But again, it's caused by this superfluous gesture of Mary's to anoint Jesus. So for us, I think as we enter Holy Week, we want God to stir our hearts to have us worship him, especially in seemingly superfluous ways. And we want to be like Mary, almost like totally oblivious again, right, to what's going on around, because we're so focused on Jesus and how we should do him fitting homage, how we should praise him. She has tunnel vision. Mary has tunnel vision that we want to have, especially this week. But when we take that tunnel vision on for ourselves, and it's simply all Jesus and what we ought, not just what we ought to give him, but to go beyond what we feel as though we ought to give him, to give him everything and more, we ought to expect that there will be some chaos and detraction and whatever else swirling around us. It's not going to be a simple scene. It's not a simple scene when we worship Jesus. When we worship Jesus, when we do what's right, there's opposition. And we face that opposition not only in the world, but also in our hearts. And so today, perhaps we put aside the Judas of our hearts. We put aside the Martha of our hearts. And we embrace the Mary of our hearts. Tunnel vision, focused on Jesus. Give him everything, extravagant and not, everything we have and everything we are.